And tonight for our devotional, I call your attention to the fourth chapter of the book of 1 Chronicles. There is a man mentioned there that is only mentioned very briefly, in fact only in these two or three verses. You've probably heard the expression, the prayer of Jabez. And that's what these two or three verses are. In verse 9 of chapter 4, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou would bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." That's the only place you read the word Jabez, except I believe it's in the second chapter that it refers to a so-called city that was known by the name Jabez. This kind of a mention in the Bible is fascinating to me. God can leave, the Holy Spirit can leave such a strong message. Now, as we look at this tonight, there's two or three things we want to mention just briefly about this prayer of Jabez. I looked one time in a bookstore and on the internet. There's at least one or two books that have been written about Jabez. I flipped through one in a bookstore, and it was a lot of stuff, but that was about all it was, stuff. Now, there's three or four things, as I said, I want to mention. And first of all, that he prayed to the God of Israel. Now, I mention this here because tonight's lesson in the auditorium is going to continue on the theme of prayer. And so I thought it only appropriate that we use that for our devotion as well. And I thought, as Mike was leading us in those songs, so many of the songs, they may not be labeled as a prayer, but they are the song that we sung, our prayer. And so many of the songs are. But as I said, the first thing that is mentioned here is that he prayed to the God of Israel. He was more honorable. Only thing is said about Jabez is by the Holy Spirit is that he was good. He prayed to the God of Israel, which is the right source to pray. And folks, when we pray, we should pray to the God of Israel, which is the Son of God, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and the Father which is in heaven. We should feel free to call upon His name anytime and anywhere. We oftentimes make the statement that we have a standing appointment that we can approach the throne of our Father in heaven at any time we so choose. And that appointment, that standing appointment, is made by Jesus Christ, who is seated at the right hand of the Father. And our prayer is to Almighty God, based upon what He has promised us in the Scriptures themselves. So he prayed to the right personage, if you will, to the right being. I suppose that this would mean a lot more to people back in those days because of paganism, idolatry. You didn't talk about one God, you talked maybe about the true God, but you talked about various and sundry gods. We read it throughout New Testament times as well. But there are people today that are praying to everything except the true and the living God. The second thing was that he asked for strength. And he said that thy hand might be with me. First of all, in our needs, as we assess them here in this life upon this earth, we have to understand that the main source is Almighty God. We ask him for strength that we might get through this surgery. We ask him for strength that we might get through this disease. We ask him for strength that we might endure in any situation when we find ourselves tried in the crucible of temptation, Help me to overcome. Help me to live faithful to you. And then Jabez prayed for prosperity. When he said, enlarge my coast, enlarge my holdings. Now, we oftentimes emphasize the fact that prosperity can be a very dangerous thing. I personally believe that prosperity is a more dangerous thing than poverty. For the simple reason is that in poverty we are more likely to rely upon God and more likely to turn to God than if we are prosperous. A good example of that, of course, is the well-worn letter to the church at Laodicea in the book of Revelation. They were very prosperous, thought they were rich and increased in goods and had need of nothing, and didn't realize they were poor and blind and naked. Down, if you will. There is nothing wrong with prosperity. In fact, if a person is faithful to Almighty God, as was Abraham, prosperity can serve God well. You may have known or have heard talked about various individuals in the church, the Lord's church, who have enjoyed great prosperity in this life and who have also contributed greatly to the Lord's church and to His cause throughout the world. Mission work especially emphasized. And then Jabez asked him to bless him indeed. I suppose that's more often the petition that we offer to God, is that He would bless us. Bless us with the family that we have. Bless us with the food that we have. Bless us with the material blessings. Bless us for the country in which we live. Nothing wrong with praying for blessings, even as Jabez did. He said, I pray that you would bless me indeed. And then he also said to be kept from evil. Keep me from evil, as he said, that thy hand might be with me and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested, that sorrow and evil may not grieve him. Sorrow can be a dead weight around our life, if we give occasion for it, as can grief itself. As we oftentimes emphasize, we do not pray that God would take away our grief, but that we have the strength to deal with it as we live out our lives here in this little ball of mud. God granted Jabez's request. So the thoughts that come out of this brief devotion this evening are threefold. One is that it's okay to pray for oneself. And secondly, that it's okay to pray for material blessings. That God would help us get the job, the employment that we need to support our families. We need to always remember that God answers prayers. God granted that which Jabez asked. He granted his wishes. That means that Jabez had done everything right and his life was in accordance with the teaching of Almighty God. We can rest assured of that. So God does answer our prayers. We never know exactly how God will answer our prayers. We may never know in regard to specific situations. There may be times when we think we know how He answered it, but we're not sure. There may be times when He answered it in the way in which we would thought it should be, but we'd never know it and understand it. But this is open communication with Almighty God. As I said, we're going to be looking at this theme here in the auditorium of this subject. Here in the auditorium in our class this evening. But suffice it to say here that the only way that our prayers are going to reach high. Now I know that God audibly hears, He knows everything, He hears everything, He's everywhere. We understand that. And we know that the Bible said God heareth not the prayers of a sinner. To me that passage simply means this, that God is not going to answer the prayers of an individual who is unwilling to become a child of His. God knows what people pray for. He knew what Cornelius was praying for. And He knew Cornelius. So God does answer those prayers, but only if you're willing to obey Him. Now this evening, as always, we offer the invitation, as we refer to it, that one must, in order to become a child of His, a member of the church, in a saved relationship with Him, born-again Christian, is to confess our belief in Him as God's Son, repent of our sins, and be buried with Him in baptism. And we are raised to walk in newness of life. And if you're a child of God and have drifted away, or you need the prayers of the church, we also would be willing to help you in any way that we can, as together we stand and sing.